Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959 with myself, Guguletu Mfupi. As you might have heard in the first hour and a half of the show, we've been exploring the local business environment, how it is that we better boost investment into the country, drive entrepreneurship, and really reflect on the positive aspects of our policies that we can implement. We also touched on some of the challenges that business is facing currently, specifically banks, with the Department of Home Affairs, and the costs that are likely going to be imposed next week on the 1st of July regarding the identity verification system. There's ongoing engagement that's happening there. We also spoke about the trade and development and export of our table grapes. But if you heard anything about the markets, you'd be well aware that I did speak to our market commentator around the volatility we do see in global markets. And that's largely on the back of the fact that we've seen ongoing pressure points and conflict in the Middle East. Now, so far, from what we do understand, it does seem as though there's been positive developments regarding the war that's been taking place between Israel and Iran. You might recall on Sunday, the U.S. also sent its missiles there. Yesterday, there was a ceasefire that was called. Trump was irate, and that's putting it diplomatically, that he was not impressed by the fact that the ceasefire was not followed on the back of Israel at the time. But from what we do see when it comes to the headlines, Donald Trump has essentially said that he's very proud of Israel and Iran for agreeing to a ceasefire. He was speaking at a NATO summit that took place today in The Hague, in the Netherlands. And essentially, Donald Trump was asked questions about what kind of outcomes led to this particular ceasefire and essentially his feelings, his sentiment and his feedback around the pressure points and disagreement between the two countries. Let's take a listen to his feedback.
How long do you think that the Iranian nuclear program has been put back by these strikes? Years or totally obliterated?
I think basically decades, because I don't think they'll ever do it again. I just don't think they're going to. I think they're going to take their oil, they're going to have some missiles, and they'll have some defense. I think they've had it. I mean, they just went through hell. I think they've had it. The last thing they want to do is enrich. They've been trying to do it. By the way, it's hard to enrich. And, you know, when you look at a site like that, very, very hard to build, very, very hard, very expensive. They spent trillions of dollars trying to do this thing, and they didn't come up with it. And we're actually getting along with them very well right now. But had we not succeeded with that hit ended the war. That hit ended the war. I don't want to use an example of Hiroshima. I don't want to use an example of Nagasaki. But that was essentially the same thing. That ended that war. This ended that with a war. If we didn't take that out, they'd be fighting right now.
Mr. President?
Yeah.
If the Iranians do rebuild, would the United States strike again? And I have also a question about Russia.
But I'm not going to have to worry about that. It's gone for years. Very tough to rebuild because the whole thing has collapsed. In other words, inside, it's all collapsed. Nobody can get in to see it because it's collapsed. You can't go in to see a room that has, you know, 10 million tons of rock in it. And the tunnels are totally collapsed.
But they rebuild.
Well, they've already looked at the tunnels. This was an unbelievable hit by genius pilots and genius people in the military. And they're not being given credit for it because we have scum that's in this group. And not all of you are. You have some great reporters. But you have scum. CNN is scum. MSDNC is scum. The New York Times is scum. They're bad people. They're sick. And what they've done is they're trying to make this unbelievable victory into something less. Now, even they admit that it was hit very hard, okay? But it wasn't hit hard. It was hit brutally, and it knocked it out. The original word that I use, I guess it got us in trouble because it's a strong word. It was obliteration.
That was the voice of President Donald Trump speaking on the sidelines of the NATO summit taking place in the Netherlands, essentially commenting on the ceasefire that's taken place between Israel and Iran, agreeing there. And as you've heard, even, you know, very critical against some of our peers within the media industry, quite clearly because he doesn't agree with their thoughts. But that's just an update on some of the themes we've been keeping you updated with here on Kaya Biz. Do share your thoughts, your feedback and your opinions. I do see a few of your WhatsApps having come through. Feel free to share your voice notes too. We'll happily play them. 0636880959. And of course, you can also call us on 086-000-959. But one coming through here from Uncle Mo, commenting on the conversation we had just a moment ago. I was talking about South African businesses that get bought out by the international players. It says here by Uncle Mo, Hi Cooks, also Pioneer Foods bought out by PepsiCo. Yes, you're right. That is a South African business that has done well. We also have Marco. He was commenting on the conversation I had with Rowan about boosting entrepreneurship, innovation in the country. Marco says, we need education system. We need more technical and vocational schools. Regards, Marco. Marco, very valid point there, and I agree with you, sir. We definitely need new partnerships and solutions when it comes to education. There is also a voice note. Mobulawa Karadzianga.
Sis Cooks, am I the only person that listens to Trump and somehow thinks he's just a cartoon character? I don't know. I switch off. Maybe it's his voice or just the way he is, the way he conducts himself. I don't take him seriously. I honestly do not take this man seriously. It's like I would wake up one day and they would say, it was a joke. But then it can't be a joke a second time around, can it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, neh, Mr. Trump. Mr. Trump, Donald Trump. Oh, yes, there is a current character.
Mugulawa, we don't want to get you into trouble, but we hear you. Definitely hear you on that one. Let's play this quick one by Sos Tombe as well that's just come through.
Evening, Sis Cook. I didn't get the conversation on my crepes because I had to step out of the vehicle. But a mini after I fetched my daughter a crash, she reminded me to buy them Amar crepes because they were pale and usually they have Amar crepes for lunch and everything. So they're like, Daddy, spill Amar crepes. Like, mind you, she's 3 years old.
I love that. Oh my goodness, Sos Tombe. Please, our conversation was essentially with the producers of South African table grapes, helping us understand how much more we were able to export. So before the conversation about the tariffs in April, essentially we saw a 25% increase in the number of grapes we export to America. We also export at least 58% to the EU and another 18% to the UK. But essentially, next time you see grapes on South Africa's shelves, just know that's just 10% of what we make. In South Africa, 10% of the grapes that we produce are consumed here. The other 90 exported. Isn't that phenomenal, just in terms of how much we're able to produce and export to external markets? And that there's also a fundamental difference between grapes that are produced for wine as well as table grapes. So vast differences that take place there. But yep, that's just us updating you on some of the themes that we've been discussing on the show. A big thank you as well to the usual Kaya Biz family. I see you sharing your voice notes, and you too can do the same thing. 063-688-0959, especially in terms of our next conversation, one that focuses on all things to do with IT, information and communication technologies, and how it fills and plays a role in the healthcare space and financial services. Our next business that we're talking to on Ekasinomics tonight will give us a better understanding of how they create and craft seamless levels of integration amongst teams with the technology that they use to essentially make business a lot easier.
Say what you're thinking.
WhatsApp, Google it on 4P.
063-688-0959.
Kaya Biz.
On the street, on the air.
Ekasinomics.
On Kaya Biz.
Let's talk about building businesses, but also connecting you with the right talent. And this is where an opportunity was found by a serial entrepreneur, Wisani Hlangwane, founder and CEO. You'll have to correct me here, Wisani. I'm hoping it's Funtier. Let's see.
Yeah, it's Funtier.
Funtier. Got you. I love that. Wisani, welcome to the show and thank you so much for your time, sir.
Thank you for having me here.
Awesome. I'm excited to speak to you. I can tell you're an entrepreneur who's always on the move. Busy, busy, busy. Go, go, go. And incredibly innovative. But maybe let's just start there, right? As we mentioned, a technology business, helping entrepreneurs, but also connecting them with the right people. What does Funtier do and how do you do it?
Yeah, so basically we connect global businesses or like just businesses, right, with skilled talent to help them perform essential tasks, right? Because we noticed that most companies, you know, like don't want the hassle of hiring people up front, right? Especially on certain projects or, you know, medium-term work, right? So now we're saving that complexity by, you know, helping them outsource like specific talent as and when they need to for, you know, whatever time period, right, to actually save costs and, you know, move faster in terms of getting outcomes. Right. Mm-hmm. We do this through like a platform we have created and obviously like manually like in the background, but it's all integrated through tech.
Got you. And maybe let's talk about that. So Google's a qualified accountant and she wants to work for a big company before they actually appoint me as accountant of the entity. We work using the technology to make sure that I'm able to render that service to the particular company. I'm oversimplifying it, but is that correct?
Yeah, actually, yeah. So like you come on the platform, you like you find that role from that global company and then, you know, like it's a whole match made in heaven. Then you get access to the job, you know, by making sure that you are the right person to actually execute it, right?
That's important.
But that's the magic, yeah.
I'm so glad you mentioned this, like match made in heaven. It sounds like such a beautiful matrimony of partnering of people with businesses,
exactly.
Right?
Right. Because like our processes, you know, like we make sure that we vet, pre-vet, and post-vet, right? So that to ensure, you know, a Frontier's brand name doesn't get tarnished by actually working with the wrong person for the job, right?
Yeah.
And so that's why like it's important for it to be a match.
I'm also quite keen to understand how you do this, right, Wisani, because there's a lot of systems that you have in the background that are able to integrate, right, and make sure that when Kuku says she's an accountant, she actually is, or I could lie and say I'm a lawyer and you find that out. So how does the system and the technology essentially work in the background?
Yeah, because now, you know, like we're big on the verified credentials, right? So like we have implemented some blockchain to make sure that, you know, by the time you give us that information, like you have to be accurate and honest from the get-go, right? So that by the time we come and vet to make sure that, you know, like you're the person, and also by giving you simulations to actually show that you can execute certain tasks, mm-hmm. you know, it gives us information to put a stamp on your name that, okay, this is a correct person, right, with the right skill sets for us to actually work with mm-hmm. on said project or, you know, yeah. Gotcha. That type of thing. So it's all simulations, blockchain tech, and yeah, some AI on the back end, you know.
I love it. You're working with AI in the background, and we'll talk about that in just a moment. Does your platform also allow for, I guess, academic qualification verification, identity, prevention of identity fraud as well? I ask this because, as we know, that's a big one for corporates who are also looking to hire individuals and could assist a lot of human capital managers in your case.
Yeah, so now that whole tech is in, like down at the roadmap, right? Because, you know, like, we're not focusing on, you know, like grads and like, you know, universities, that background check. So that's further down the roadmap. But now because, you know, like we just making sure that we get the low-hanging fruit right? Which is, you know, like professionals in the market already active, that works, right? But as we scale, obviously, we're going to, you know, like open up and see like other opportunities to actually tap into.
Definitely. Wisani, what I also find attractive about your organization that you can tell us more about, especially when it comes to the view, the use, I've just taken a look at your website as well, is your competitiveness at a global level. How do you make it work? Because one would assume that's quite a difficult market to penetrate and access when it comes to global opportunities.
Yeah. For sure, it is, right? Because you know, like we're building the business like in such a unique manner, you know, like it's more like relationship based, right? So like I'm big on relationships, right? So like I just find ways to expose myself to like you know, people like in these key markets that actually give me insights on what's happening on the ground, and we can actually do business with them, right? So yeah. It's like nuanced, right? Like it's nuanced and, you know, like you just have to see it in like happening to understand it.
Partnerships have clearly proven to be important for you. And I can believe that's also critical on the African continent, because not too long ago, you made part of the Forbes 30 under 30 list. So firstly, congratulations to you. I think we'll get horns for you to do a boop, 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 boop and celebrate your growth. But also just help us understand, you know, how that's achieved, especially a recognition at a continental level.
So now, like at this point, you know, it like obviously put more eyes on us, you know. So now it's, you know, I think the games have begun, right? Because now it's, you know, like exposure, crazy credibility, like it's all like green lights, right? Mm-hmm. So that exposure is keeping us busier, giving us more work, you know, more inquiries. Like, it's just making the business, like, you know, like, run as smooth and fast as we'd want it to do, mm-hmm. right?
The beauty about your journey as well is that you're young, Wisani, as an entrepreneur, but driving such amazing innovation. And having looked at your profile and bio, I know that you studied at the Mopoc Business School in terms of investments, but your real passion also lies essentially in having built a blockchain platform in the past. So technology is definitely something that you are integrated with, is something that you thoroughly enjoy. You know, take us into what the role of key technology players in South Africa looks like now to build up those skills. Because when we think blockchain, we're thinking, yo, there's a part of coding, 00111101100. But it's not that simple. You can tell that I have a very foundational knowledge of it. But help us understand, you know, the kind of technology involved in, how it works, and the skill set that we need in South Africa to make sure that we can have so many more of you.
Yeah, so now, you know, like, this is more of a skills type of thing, right? So now, essentially, like, with the tech we build, like, I mean, it's all, like, complex technology, right? But a key thing, a side note, is to add, like, at every point in time, technology is not the business, right? Especially, like, with platforms. Technology, like, just adds a layer to the business, right? So there's the business and there's tech. So both of them actually make things run much smoother, right?
Yes.
So, you know, that being the case, right? So at this point, like, more people have to just, like, stack up skills, you know, like, in, like, the key trends, right? Like AI, obviously, like blockchain tech, you know, quantum computing, you know, that sort of thing. Because now, as you see how the devices are getting smarter and better and better, but like, people just need to be smart and like understand what the layers of these different technologies are and how they actually work, right? And then, you know, everything will be like people will have the chance to operate at like that high level, right? As like in the valley or like in India, right? Because these people are constantly tinkering with tech that doesn't make sense, but you know, they just try to break the code day by day to uncover, you know, the core of the thing, mm-hmm. right? So yeah, I hope that answers your question, because I just said a bunch of stuff there.
No, that's okay. I can tell it's the entrepreneurship drive and the passion within you. To close off with, Wisani, we never know who's listening, and they might, you know, be intrigued by your business frontier and want to understand, how do they work with you? How do they identify where technology can boost their business operational efficiency? What do they need to look at, and how do they get in touch with you?
Yeah, first and foremost, you know, they can get in touch with me on LinkedIn. That's where I'm most active. It's Wisani Hlangwane, right? And obviously, you know, via email, it's just going to frontier.xyz. You'll find out like everything else, right? And your second question was,
for anyone who wants to use your technology in their business, how do I need to reevaluate their business in order to understand where technology can play a role?
Oh, so, okay, like, it's a matter of really understanding what business you are in, and does tech really, like, serve you, right? Because yes. Now most people, like, tend to confuse themselves by wanting to layer on, like, platforms, you know, apps and stuff like that, but without actually understanding the core business that actually brings in the money. Because sometimes tech is just sexy. And if, you know, you don't need tech, stay away from tech and just do business, right? But obviously, it's an enabler, and you have to really be ready for it and understand how ready you are by asking the right questions. And because businesses are, you know, like, different, I can't say, like, there's no one size fits all type of approach. Like, yes. We have to, like, actually sit down and talk. So now I can furnish advice that I don't even understand.
Got you. Thank you. And I appreciate that, because that's really practical. Hence, all the more reason for everyone to actually make sure that they can partner with you by going onto your website. The website, though, the spelling is what we need to be mindful of. Fun Funtier. That's FUNTIER at the end, right?
Yes, 100%. Yeah, yeah.
Got you. What actually motivated the name, Wisani? It's a very intriguing one.
Because I've always been on the frontier of technology, but having fun, doing it my way, right? So, like, it was a way of me having fun, making the most money, and just tinkering at the frontier of technology.
Look at you. Look at you. I like it. Making money, having fun, and still being at the frontier. Wisani, these horns are for you to celebrate you as an entrepreneur, to remind you that business really doesn't have to be boring. So here you go. Thank you so much, Wisani. Such a pleasure speaking to you, sir, and all the best with your business going forward.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Fantastic. Wisani Hlangwane, founder and CEO of Funtier. Yep, Funtier like frontier, but fun. So FUNTIER is the play on the words there and name of the business. Essentially, helping businesses connect with the right talent by using artificial intelligence and technology and blockchain assistance in the background. So essentially, it's like me saying, hey, make me the CEO of Kaya. And they put me through a competency test and say, okay, but do you know how to do this, that, and the other? That's essentially what his platform does. And if you happen to be the right fit, then boom, Bob's your uncle. They connect you with the necessary company that is looking for your skills and services. If not, then we regret to inform you.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.